This is bookcareers.com live, the podcast about careers in book publishing for people who are looking for a job, building a career, or who want to do their current job better. I'm your host, Suzanne Collier, the founder of bookcareers.com, and it's my job to solve career problems relating to the book world. This is the very first episode of bookcareers.com live, and over this series of podcasts I aim to discuss some of the issues in publishing, career trends, and really open up the world of book careers to everyone. Bookcareers.com is approaching its 20th year, and during that time as a qualified careers advisor, I've helped thousands of people with their career, but I want to reach more. Expect some guest voices from time to time, and these are likely to be different voices, your voices, and not necessarily the people at the top. I want to start today by talking about cliques in publishing and the real issues behind the lack of inclusivity. Publishers bleat on, and they do bleat, about inclusivity and say that they want to be inclusive. We need to be an inclusive industry. Yet time and time again, I see discrimination and exclusivity occurring, and sadly, it's happening at all levels. Let's start with the big one, recruitment. I believe that people should be recruited on their skills and competencies and paid accordingly. I've been to many careers events over the years, some of which have been run by my very good friends at the Society of Young Publishers. I recall being at a careers event not too long ago. At the time, one of the major publishers was saying publicly how inclusive they were, how open their application process was, and how you hadn't needed to have completed work experience with them to be considered a serious applicant for a role. Yet overhearing a conversation, I clearly heard a member of the editorial team from that publisher saying that they were involved in recruiting and the only way to get a job with them as an editorial assistant was to do work experience with them, as they only ever recruited editorial assistants from people they knew who had done work experience with them. That is how me and all my colleagues got our jobs, they said. So whilst human resources might be on board, is everyone else in the company on board? Do you really want an inclusive company? Or are you just saying these things because it makes good publicity for the company and it's nice for people to read on your company website? You could be one of the publishers who has had some success in recruiting those from a different background. Fantastic, yippee. Yet why, as soon as you get someone in the office who thinks slightly differently or acts differently to yourself, do you exclude them because they are not mirror images of yourself? You try and mould them to be more like you, to think like you, to act like you, and you try to knock all the stuffing out of them so they become a clone of you. It's like Labour careers people who think they're helping by saying, this worked for me, so it will work for you too, when life isn't like that at all. In some cases, I've seen people from a diverse background feel so excluded that they've left the role without another job to go to. In extreme cases, I've seen people fired just for not being a clone. How does that happen? If we want different voices in publishing, we need to accept and accommodate the differences, not make everyone a clone of a Radio 4 listener. It's like recruiting a member of staff from a BAME background, yet only letting them work on BAME books and not the whole publishing list. Where is the inclusivity in that? A level of discrimination you might not realise is the most common in publishing is against those who don't drink alcohol for whatever reason. Yes, senior publishers, there are people in this world who do not drink. You don't need to know why they don't drink, but the most obvious are religious, cultural, or health reasons. But you do need to make someone who doesn't drink feel included in every event you host. Personally, I'm fed up with going to a launch or even an inclusivity event, would you believe, and having the only drinks on the tray being those with alcohol. And when you're at a party, the only drinks being topped up by the serving staff are the wine glasses. The person who does not drink is made to feel awkward and unwelcome. This may not be your intention, but it is a fact. And please think of something more imaginative to drink than water or orange juice. This discrimination goes beyond the launch party. It's in your office every day. It is the people who in the office who smoke and those who don't smoke. I've worked with clients who've been excluded from team plans and team projects because they weren't a smoker. Most of us probably recall the episode in Friends where Rachel pretends she smokes in order to join a work discussion. I'm sure that scene resonated with people everywhere. In some offices, you might find this scene reversed and the smokers feel excluded against the non-smokers. Ooh, so-and-so's gone for the smoking break. Let's quickly discuss Project X. If you're in an office with these divisions, then please do not talk about work whilst others are on these kind of breaks and ensure all your colleagues are present. It's a simple request to make people feel included and not to discriminate against somebody for whatever reason. This brings me on to cliques in publishing, which sadly are getting worse. You might not see them, you might not even know about them, because in the past few years, these cliques have multiplied thanks to the opportunities given to them via closed and secret groups and media such as WhatsApp and Facebook. The more open publishing recruiting has become, the more exclusive these cliques have become. We've driven them underground, and my aim with BookCareers.com Live is to eradicate these cliques and make publishing truly open to all. These groups are only accessible to those in the know who have the right connections. Very often they're doing the job already. Within these groups, they're sharing information about who is moving on and upwards and giving those in the groups the first bite of the cherry as regards vacancies. For example, there is a group of editorial assistants who do this, and they share information about who's leaving, which editorial vacancy is coming up next, telling somebody exactly what to say, how to apply, and not leaving the job open for all. And these groups are not alone. I know of several other groups covering marketing, publicity and sales. It is all very well having your own support network. We all have some sort of support network. But by doing this as regards job vacancies, you're making publishing exclusive. You are not helping inclusivity and you are just helping your friends. It's very much the isn't what you know, it is who you know situation that publishing is desperately trying to move away from. And this brings me on to BookCareers.com Live, because quite frankly, I'm fed up with little cliques within the industry and little pockets of people running on their own treadmill, and I want to change things for the better. BookCareers.com Live is a new platform where everyone can join in. People who aren't in publishing but who want to be. People who are in publishing, and maybe even the people who are in publishing who want to get out of publishing. And I have to say, I've been working with quite a few clients like that in recent years. It is also to give you all a network and be able to communicate in a way that perhaps you can't do on other social media, as you can register with Book Careers Live using an anonymous username. It isn't tied to any other social media platforms or online identity you have. It's a secret identity that most job seekers are bound to enjoy. There are many other things that I hope to bring together under BookCareers.com Live. For example, at one end of the spectrum, we have people in publishing who are moving to London or another city. Publishing is not just London-centric, for the very first time, and do not have any friends or contacts in their new area aside from work colleagues. It can be a scary time for some and very, very lonely, and I want to demonstrate that help and friendship is here. At the other end, we have those who may now be working from home and feeling isolated. There are also clients who I've worked with, let's call them graduates of BookCareers.com, who want to keep in touch, and those who are currently going through the Book Careers Academy by receiving coaching, attending a workshop, either the How to Job Search course or via the support provided by their employer. And then there's all the people I meet at the many careers and publishing events who really should be talking to each other and not just me. There are also the future readers of my long-awaited book. I can hear some sniggering out there. How to Job Search in Book Publishing, which I still have 9,000 words to write, will be available later in the year. I also plan to drop into bookcareers.com live at regular intervals to contribute to the discussion and share many of the career trends and much of the specialist industry knowledge I have. I hope you will join me. Go to bookcareers.com/live and let's make publishing truly inclusive and open to all. Happy New Year. Now it is your opportunity to join in the live discussion. You can find us across social media using the hashtag bookcareers or on Twitter at bookcareers or me personally, Suzanne Collier. Or visit our own platform at bookcareers.com/live. Thank you for listening. May you all be doing a job you love and being paid the salary that you so richly deserve.